Do it. Bacardi and Cola. Do it.
Do, do it. It.
Do it.
Bacardi and Cola. Do it. And dog's staring at me.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We are going to do it. And we're going to do it right. And we're going to talk about football stuff and other stuff of the fantasy varieties and get you guys all through the offseason. Because the offseason, sorry, it's a non-point scoring season is what I like to call it. These are the non-point scoring weeks. They're very important if you want to win championships. Isn't that right, Josh?
It's factual. It's actual factual.
How you boys doing? How you doing, Eric?
I'm good. We're doing it right. You know, we could do XFL fantasy, I'm just saying, to fill the void.
Ooh.
XFL Guillotine League?
Did you guys see that?
Question mark?
Antonio Callaway's on the IR?
He's already hurt. Already done. They haven't even done anything yet. Well, they're supposed to start playing next week, right?
The 8th? Yeah, they start the 8th.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down here in Miami right now on Radio Row, and it's pretty crazy out here, guys. For the Super Bowl. Biggest game of the year.
Yeah, say hi to Levitard and all the other guys there.
Yeah, Stugatz is right over there. I can see him.
Josh coming to us live from sunny Miami.
I wish. Maybe not. I think it would be too packed for me. I don't think I would enjoy it. Brad's getting upset because he doesn't even want to hear this right now. Go ahead, Brad.
No, I like it. Talk about it.
Go ahead, Brad. No, let's hear how you want to rain on our parade. Go
is
ahead.
There any worse?
I was letting you guys talk.
He told me ahead of time that I could not talk about Kobe Bryant. Okay.
Okay, you can talk about Kobe. Let's hear it. You brought it up.
Kobe Bryant passed away. Nobody wants to hear this.
On a Sunday morning, TMZ broke the story before the family was notified.
Yeah, I'm amazed they had it before Woj. Just saying, like that.
Well, no,
never
he probably
happened.
Had it, but he was probably setting on it.
That's probably true, actually.
Honestly, it made for horrible podcasts this week because I listen to my podcast and then everyone has to wait until theirs roll around. And then it's like by the end of the Tuesday, you're kind of just beat up from it. You're like, wow, it's making me even more sad. I feel like I should be recovering now. It's just making me more sad. It's tough. The only way that I related to it, because I wasn't a huge Kobe Bryant fan, the way I related to it was the same way that a lot of people did. It was that was a man in a very helpless moment trying to protect his daughter. And as a father, that's what got to me. Not necessarily losing a celebrity, just a human being.
His dad taking his kid to basketball practice.
Yeah, and then that was what was rough for me.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah, super sad. So,
it's sad. We'll move on. We're gonna lighten it up. We're gonna talk about footballs.
Yeah,
we got the Wild Wild West.
Patty Mahomes, baby.
Wild Wild West.
Patty Mahomes. Pew, slinging them guns out there. Man, I want Andy Reid and Patty
Will
Mahomes
Smith.
I want it bad.
I hope they do. I hope
Why?
They do.
Why?
Because
so Donald Trump can get McDonald's again?
Oh, the mountain of cheeseburgers. Oh, he'd love it.
Could you imagine Andy Reid just running around with two Big Macs in his hand in the White House and the Oval Office just like, nom, 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 nom.
He celebrates wins by eating a cheeseburger and going to bed. How do you have just cheeseburgers just lying around? The man's my hero.
Let me ask you guys this. How is Kyle Shanahan going to screw up his clock management by throwing the ball when they need to run the clock out because the lead's dwindling away? And how is Andy Reid going to screw up time management by not calling his timeouts properly and both the teams lose? Because that's what both those guys do.
Well, both teams can't lose. Unfortunately, we have to have a winner. So.
You don't know that.
I do. I do actually.
I watched what was the last Batman movie? Nobody won that game.
You mean Batman versus Superman?
No,
or Justice League.
The last Batman, Chris Nolan one, where there was a football
game.
The
Dark Knight Rises.
And Bane ended that one fast.
Well, Bane won.
Well, he pulled the field. So yeah. Everybody won. But Hines Ward fell in the pit. So it's pretty bad.
There's still winners, Brad. There's always a winner.
Hines Ward was the winner because he's the only one still on the field alive.
Yeah.
Good
he had to live through the martial law that Bane was put down. I'm pretty sure that wasn't great for him.
But he was a Gotham City Knight, which is pretty tight. So, just saying.
If Eric played football, that's who he'd want to play for.
Gotham City Knights.
You guys want to talk about some actual news in fantasy football? You guys want to talk about some actual fantasy football news? Some football news?
Is there any?
Yeah.
I mean, the XFL? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, like, Phillip Rivers. The Chargers are moving on from Phillip Rivers. They said it. They're going to move, look a different direction from Phillip Rivers.
Did they officially report that? Because all I've seen is rumors.
They should move on. I didn't see an
official report from that.
He's doo-doo poo-poo.
He's a free agent. They're not looking at re-signing him right now.
Did you see Tom Brady's?
He's moved away. He moved his whole family, which is the first time he's done that. He kept them in San Diego for the longest time.
Okay.
He moved them back to Florida where he wants to go. So I think it's mutual parties parting ways.
I agree with you. I think, yes, we've heard all this that they're moving on from Phil Rivers. He's moved his family. Like we said, Tampa's a good landing spot for him. And then did you guys see Tom Brady's picture on Twitter today of him silhouetted in the tunnel and you don't know if he's coming or going?
That's fake news.
He did something like that last year, though. He did a cryptic thing last year, too. I just think he likes to play head games with people. He also had his house in New England up for sale, and they have a house in L.A. Just knowing if you want to
pay
for
his family. He's from California.
You know, I bet it's like a cologne commercial, and everyone thinks it's some big deal. And I bet it's just him posing for Drakkar Noir or something silly. Like,
he's got a watch on. He's like,
oh, Paris.
Okay. So we don't know what's going to happen with Tom Brady. Tom Brady could go somewhere else. Maybe because he's been, you know, compared to Joe Montana, maybe he wants to go to another team that's just outside the playoffs and take him to a deep playoff run like Joe Montana did when he went to Kansas City.
I mean, way better weapons there than he's got in New England right now. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, also, though, with Phillip Rivers, if Phillip Rivers wants to play anymore, I'm pretty sure he can get a starting quarterback job.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians.
He's due
to. So, do you guys think he would go to Tampa? Do you think they'd rather have him than Jameis?
Yeah.
No.
Bruce Arians' press conference at the end of the season, he's like, we can win with another quarterback.
Yeah, so why not take a guy who's well over his prime and who throws relatively just as many stupid passes as Jameis Winston? Come on, no.
That's what he did with Carson Palmer. Why wouldn't he?
I was like Carson Palmer did? Yeah. Carson Palmer was way past his prime and was looking very bad.
Could you imagine Rivers with Evans and Godwin and O.J. Howard? That'd be pretty nasty.
O.J. Howard would be back in the conversation.
He might actually be good again.
Rivers has had plenty of weapons before, and he's never really done anything well. I don't know. I'm not sold on Rivers.
Okay, what about some other places that he could possibly land? I don't think Big Ben's going to be healthy enough. Miami, I think they're going to keep Fitzpatrick. I think they're fine with Fitzpatrick and see what else they do. And Tua can still be the guy there. Yeah, Tua's not going to be ready for the season this year.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Pittsburgh, because it's Tommy John surgery. Jacksonville's.
I'm kidding. He's not gonna go to Jacksonville. There's no way. They paid Nick Foles too much money, and they're not gonna move on from him. And Gardner Minshew's probably not gonna be the starter either because they're paying Nick Foles too much money to not be.
Remember when Pete Carroll paid all that money to Matt Flynn and he never saw the field?
It's because he got this guy in the third round named Russell Wilson who turned out to be pretty good at football.
That's a valid point.
Jacksonville got Gardner Minshew in the fifth round, who's pretty good at football.
Is he?
He's okay. I think the jury's still out on Gardner.
I think his first season, he was as good as Russell Wilson was. Russell Wilson wasn't great his first season in the NFL. He was good.
They went to the playoffs that first year.
I mean, we'll see what the Fu Manchu can do next year. We'll see what happens.
Okay. There's just some other landing spots where Rivers can go.
Carolina.
Gross.
Melvin Gordon. The Chargers' whole team, though, is a lot of free agents. Melvin Gordon's a free agent. Hunter Henry's a free agent. A lot of the offense. Defensive side, there's stuff too. The offensive line needs patchwork. I don't think Brady's not going to go there unless the offensive line is right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Do you guys take any stock of Brady leaving because the Patriots have had the same O-line coach for 15 years? Do you think Brady's like, well, this is the guy that's protected me for 15 years and knows what I want to do, and they're going to bring somebody else in? I'm too old.
Well, it's funny, though, that, like, the line was so bad, and they don't spend a lot of money on that. But he's been saving them this money all these years, so why are they not – and he didn't have any wide receivers either. It was a rough year for the offense. They had Julian Edelman and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. It's so they can have depth everywhere. That doesn't do anything for them.
I mean, a lot of the money it usually is tied does. Up on defense. A lot of the money is tied up on defense.
That's true. I mean, they paid those corners a lot of money. So
their fourth best corner could be a starter on other teams. You know what I mean? Like they do have depth on defense, but I don't know. Brady is going to either be a Patriot or he's going to retire. He's not going to play anywhere else.
I think he does.
I don't know. I think he just likes to play, man. And if he wants to go somewhere else, so what if he wants to prove that it's not just Bill? Because right now, like if he were to go and let's say Bill Belichick coaches for another year, the Patriots make the playoffs again without him.
He can want one hand and crap in the other. I don't care.
Matt Castle won 10 games there when Brady was out. Like
Jared Stidham. He's the heir apparent. He's going to walk in there and win 11 games.
Oh, the gunslinger.
I think Brady will go somewhere else.
Do you guys want to talk about the Kareem Hunt update from his traffic stop?
No, he's done. He's done.
He didn't get any marijuana charges pressed against him, but a video did leak. I don't know how it got out of the cop talking to him and him saying if he had to do a drug test right now, he would fail.
Oops.
Well, the sheriff's going to get him for that.
The thing is that you can't drug test him right now because the official league hasn't started. Like they do it the first week of mini camps. As long as you pass that one, Randy Moss talks about time. If you pass that first week without failing a drug test, you're good for the whole year in the NFL because the NFL really doesn't care about weed. They care about people thinking they care about weed.
Here's the problem, though. He said there's audio of him saying he would fail a drug test. That's probably going to be something with player conduct policy. What do you think, Josh?
It's more just about how it looks. It looks really bad. It looks like he's a guy who doesn't have a grip on his emotions. He was clearly under the influence of something. It looks bad from a PR standpoint. But
no, but here's the thing with PR, though. We just saw Jacksonville get in trouble for fining people when they weren't supposed to. Can they do anything?
And that's what I'm saying is that it's not a career killer like it used to be. I mean, chances are he's going to land on his feet somewhere. I don't know if that'll be in Cleveland still because, remember, the guy who brought him in is no longer with the organization. So he could end up landing on his feet somewhere else. I mean, there are a lot of teams that need running backs. Tampa. Be a great spot for a cheap guy like Kareem Hunt.
Kansas City.
Well, that's not gonna happen. I think that door's closed.
I mean, they could use a running back, but yeah.
He ain't going there. All right.
What about Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen parting ways with the Panthers?
Yeah, he said that he might even play in Washington for Riverboat Ron.
They could use a replacement for soft nug Jordan Reed.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to play with Dwayne Haskins, but yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Have fun. You guys,
why not? Dwayne Haskins is the same Cam Newton, so what's the matter?
Dwayne Haskins doesn't wear the Madea scarves.
Neither did Cam at first.
Cam looks
crazy.
Are you
kidding me? You're comparing Dwayne Haskins to a Heisman Trophy winning Cameron Jarrell Newton, MVP? He was an MVP, guys. MVP.
What have you done for me lately, Cam? Other than go vegan and not win any football games.
Well, he gave his body. Anyway, what about Drew Brees? Do you guys think he's going to retire? There's talk that he might actually do it now.
Okay,
I would.
So even if he doesn't retire, he said he's okay with giving Taysom Hill some more work. And the fact that if he does retire, everybody's saying Taysom Hill will be the guy.
Why wouldn't Teddy Bridgewater be the guy?
Free agent. He's a free agent. Teddy Bridgewater is a free agent.
Hill's a free agent too.
They're the only team that took a chance on him after all the problems he had with the injuries.
He does say he wants to stay there.
Yeah.
He does say he wants to stay there. Well, my thing is with Michael Thomas, because I think what this affects more is Michael Thomas.
He's cute.
Taysom Hill's the guy. Michael Thomas is still a wide receiver one, but is he the wide receiver one?
Oh.
Taysom Hill at quarterback.
No.
Yes. He's going to be a wide receiver 4 to 5 every week.
Who else do they have?
Taysom Hill's legs. Alvin Kamara dumping down, running the option.
He's still going to get volume. He's still going to get fed the ball, and he's a machine. He'll be fine. I think he's still a wide receiver. I think he's still the best receiver in the league.
How can you even say – do you know how many passes Taysom Hill has completed? Does anybody want to guess?
Six.
I don't think Taysom Hill will be the guy. I think Teddy Bridgewater will be.
I don't think he will.
And they transitioned nicely to him, to Teddy Bridgewater, when Breeze got hurt last year.
Yes, and if it is Teddy Bridgewater, absolutely, Michael Thomas will still have great value. If it's Taysom Hill, this offense is going to look more like the one in – probably the more like the one more in Baltimore right now. Kind of like an RPO thing. It's not going to be – he's not going to be throwing –
the guy who doesn't – like, let's be honest. Taysom Hill doesn't have as good an arm as Lamar Jackson.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Like, I don't want to – I'm not trying to, like, pull down Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has a better arm and legs and everything than Taysom Hill.
No, no, I said the offense will resemble that. I didn't say the results would resemble that. Those would
be okay.
No.
The style of the offense would resemble that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I think Michael Thomas is quarterback proof. I think he'll get enough passes thrown his way, and he's that talented that he'll be okay.
Now, your boy Sammy Watkins said that he might sit out 2020.
I like how you say your boy when he's your
That's your boy.
He is my boy, but he's your boy in the sense that I have a shaved head and you don't have a pie in your face. So
I do need to actually remember to come through on that. But I get very wrapped up playing video games on the weekend and I forget.
And Frank Gore is not retiring, guys. Can you believe that?
The ageless one?
He's like, nah, I'm ready to play another year.
I'm pretty sure he's a Highlander at this point. Like, he's Scottish and he's from the Clan MacLeod and you can't kill him.
Why is he putting his body through this? I'm worried about him.
Loves football,
because
man.
When he was at Miami, he got to save his legs because he got hurt every year in Miami and got passed up by Willis McGahee and Clinton Portis.
Yeah,
you realize he went to school with those two guys, right?
Yeah,
no, I understand. And was it not Najee Davenport? Who was the other guy?
Najee Davenport, maybe, I can't remember. That might have been it. I just remember Clinton Portis and Willis McGahee because he was supposed to be the starter both those years and he got hurt.
Yeah, that's a crazy running back stable. That's like some Alabama stuff nowadays, but.
That's like the old Darren McFadden Razorbacks team with Peyton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was one more.
Ronnie Brown.
No, Ronnie Brown played at Auburn.
Yeah, that's right. He was with Cadillac.
Cadillac Williams. Yeah, that was a good. That was, that was a stacked running game, too.
Yeah, Felix Jones.
Felix Jones. That's what it was. Yep.
There you go.
Drafted by the Cowboys, I think. Yeah, Jerry's boys. He loves them Razorbacks from Arkansas.
He sure does.
Yeah, and they never do anything. It's great.
That's his alma mater, you know.
Yeah, congratulations, Jerry. You're trash.
Oh well, that's your.
Guess what?
Oh, he's old. I don't care.
Guess what, guys? The Browns said they want to keep Odell Beckham. Weird, right? One of the best wide receivers in the league.
Is that news?
Played hurt all year for him.
Is that news?
They're going to move forward with him. Yeah, it was on the news.
Did you see what Baker said?
What did he say?
He doesn't have to respond to outside critics anymore.
Okay,
he's an idiot.
Can he just make sure the fire detectors work at the stadium and make sure the field's mowed in time for game days to make up for that paycheck he's stealing?
He's such trash. Garbage.
Here we go. Robbie Anderson, it says Oakland, but let's be honest, they moved to Vegas. They are the Las Vegas Raiders. Do you guys think Robbie Anderson would look good with Derek Carr?
No.
Robbie Anderson's a deep guy. I haven't seen Derek Carr throw a deep ball in 10 years.
Doesn't have one.
Probably longer. I don't think they need to throw a deep ball.
The Raiders need to make a splash and bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you want to go to the playoffs, you bring in a little Magic Beard.
What about Phil Rivers?
No, that's not a splash. He can't even sell tickets in LA. No, he's not.
Splash for them.
No. I mean, good old Gruden loves his old quarterbacks. Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson.
It's all about that defense and that running game. He's going to ride Josh Jacobs until he falls apart.
He sure is. That's factual.
All right. Before we get into the wild, wild west with Will Smith here, I want to switch it over to the FSA drop. So, Josh, if you can just give us some fresh, you know, Bel Air stuff about that.
Well, FSA-FR.com. So the season is over, of course. They've already doled out some sweet prizes. Actually, because we got something. We actually got a candle, guys, but I accepted it on our behalf. Very nice Georgia Rustics candle. Yeah, I accepted it on behalf. It was a nice cinnamon bun candle. It's great. It smells good. Anyway, yeah, so go to their website. They're already signing up for 2020, and you can let them know that you want to be part of the Dynasty League, which is going to be banana sandwich. It's going to be crazy. So Dynasty signups are happening. You can go ahead and start putting in your commitments for next season. FSA-FR.com. You guys have got to check them out. I think I'm going to do Dynasty this year instead of the redraft with them. I think that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Because you did so poorly this past year.
It wasn't a great year, bud.
And the cinnamon roll candle was your consolation prize.
I think it was because, you know, of all the hard work that we put in and we helping FSA. I don't think it was anything to do with my results. And because if I would, then I probably would have gotten like a friggin' salmon, a sour salmon candle.
You would have gotten a flaming bag of poo on your stoop if you had gotten a prize for your performance in redraft in FSA this year.
Yeah, and there's
Brian's Jobu. A nice guy, and he hooked you up. So.
Yeah, and there's Jobu, my old trophy. It's Brad's trophy.
Oh, wait. Should I go get the belt?
Do you want me to get the belt? Is your name on it, Brad?
I haven't gotten it engraved yet, but I will.
No, I haven't.
You guys don't have anything on there. Look at that.
Yes, but we have them in our possession because we have a full year too. So
yeah. That's true.
To bask in it. It scares the crap out of my kids, by the way.
Does it?
Jobu? No, you just need to feed him. Tell them you need to feed him rum and keep him happy.
Jobu is pretty scary. He's a scary looking trophy.
And he sheds. He sheds.
Happy Jobu makes bat strong.
I got four hairs.
Hit home runs.
It's all good. All right. So that's the FSA. Yeah, I'm going to definitely. I looked at the signups, make sure he's got 2020 open already. You guys can get in there, look in it, start signing up for all the stuff.
I'm not joining another Dynasty League. I'll tell you that right now. Maybe a redraft. We'll see.
You can do the redraft or the Dynasty. He's got options, man.
Guillotine. XFL guillotine. That's what I want.
I don't know anything about this XFL, so I'm not willing
to put
stock in it.
That's the whole fun part is we don't have any idea other than like what any of the AFL castoffs like we could get on
the team. I already forgot who the quarterbacks were. The quarterback draft was a big deal, and I already forgot who they were.
Landry Jones.
We're all going in blind. Everybody picks whoever, and then
Cardell Jones
every week. It'll be great.
Okay.
So let's move on to the wild, wild west here. We're doing the west because the Super Bowl is this week. Like Josh mentioned, he's down there in Miami seeing what's going on. The Niners and the Chiefs, two teams out of the west, are actually going to the East Coast down to Miami to play in a Super Bowl game.
Yep.
Last time there was a Super Bowl in Miami, Prince did the halftime show and it was raining and he did not get wet.
Rest in peace, Peyton Manning lost. Miss you, buddy.
Peyton Manning lost on the onside kick to Drew Brees?
Oh, that was the Saints Super Bowl? Yeah, it was an onside kick. Did they do that to open the second half?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah,
good for you, Sean Payton. Former Cowboys offensive coordinator.
Riding that ever for so long now.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been doing it for like 10 years. It's fine.
Ride those coattails, baby.
All right, we're going to start with the 49ers. So we're going to start with, you guys know who the highest drafted player for the 49ers was, right?
Tebow.
No, it was probably one of those running backs.
It was probably George Kittle.
That's it, George Kittle.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was 28th overall pick.
Well, that worked out.
Whew.
That's fair.
I mean, it did. He was the number two tight end.
He was.
And he missed games. Had he not missed games, he probably would have beat Kelce out for number one.
Yeah, he would have. They averaged the same number of points per game. So pretty good year for him.
Yep.
He looks like he cooks meth.
He looks like a Jerry Springer.
He looks terrible.
Cast
off. He needs to shave, and he needs to figure out the undercut thing that he's got going on with his hair.
Or he doesn't need to do any of that because he doesn't care because he's going to make millions of dollars as a tight end.
That's probably true. But again, looks like he cooks meth.
He's the people's tight end, okay?
The people's tight end.
If you're somehow.
Travis Kelce is the godly figure that sets up on the pedestal.
Now he's a handsome fella. We like Travis Kelce.
Who's more handsome, Jimmy Garoppolo or Travis Kelce?
So Jimmy G is more handsome, but I feel safer with Travis Kelce.
You feel safer.
Jimmy G is going to run around on me. Travis Kelce, he's going to snuggle me and keep me warm at night. That's what he's going to do.
Okay. That's a good analogy.
All right.
Yeah.
The next two people were the two running backs, Coleman and Burita. Coleman was the 58th player taken in the draft.
Feels like it.
And he ended up as running back 39.
Gross.
Matt Burita, 85th player taken, ended up as running back 46. I forgot to look up where Raheem Mostert finished as running back, but it's going to be way in.
I'll find his
points came at the very end. He was undrafted, though. Raheem Mostert was undrafted, so I didn't even look him up.
Raheem Mostert, where is you?
He's gross. Boy. Doesn't matter.
Okay, Josh, while he looks that up, do you know who the highest drafted wide receiver for the 49ers was?
Well, are you counting pre-trade for Emmanuel Sanders or no?
No. He still falls into the Broncos side.
Was it Marquise Goodwin?
It was not.
Mm.
Dante Pettis. You remember the Dante Pettis hype?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was so good.
No, he's 110th so,
player off the board. 10th round, you got him on that flyer. He's in the Shanahan offense. He's going to be the guy there. And then I just put nope on final ranking because I didn't care for looking it up because it was so bad. Because I don't even think he played more than two games.
It was basically Kittle and then a hodgepodge of other guys, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I did put on here. So Jimmy Garoppolo was 148th. He ended up as QB 14. Debo was 152nd, so he was that flyer rookie at the very end that people are like, his name's Debo, I'm going to take him because he's funny. He ended up as wide receiver 31.
Gross. Where did Manny Sanders finish up at?
Right ahead of him at 30.
Look at the Broncos.
Sorry.
He's down to the Broncos 30. But yeah, Manny Sanders missed a lot of games though and then had the trade, which affects stuff. And
still counts.
Raheem Mostert finished one spot behind Rojo at 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's really good for the fact that he didn't do anything until the very end of the season there.
Yep. Yeah.
Super Bowl MVP. How about that?
He could be. He's got a shot. Anybody from San Francisco could win it, I feel like. But only Mahomes can win it if the Chiefs win.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. That's how that would go.
A quarterback's going to win it unless some defensive back takes three touchdowns back.
Debo Samuels is like 20 or 25 to 1, I think.
Yeah.
For odds.
What's Nick Bosa's?
They're actually pretty decent. Hang on. Because I was listening to Simmons. I was listening to Simmons because him and Sal do the prop bets.
Sal, yeah.
I can't remember what it's Joey Bosa, right? Nick Bosa.
Nick. Joey plays for the Chargers, who aren't good.
Yeah. He'll be there. He'll be at the game.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be watching his brother play. It's for Super Bowl.
All right, while you look that up, I'm just going to move over to Arizona. Not a big deal. Probably the biggest bust of the year, though. David Johnson, 7th player overall taken, ended as running back 37.
Yeah, that'll bust the seam right down the back of your pants. That's a big bust.
And it was even worse than that because there were weeks where they're like, oh, he's healthy. He's going to start. Thank you, Cliff Kingsbury. And he would start and then not play after the first snap.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants were more open about this when they let Geno Smith start over Eli Manning.
That's why you don't trust coaches.
Yeah.
He's basically
Kirk.
Oh, sorry.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Bosa is 25 to 1 to win the MVP. Jimmy G is. Yeah, he's he's plus 2,500. He opened at plus 4,000. Jimmy G is plus 250.
I don't know what any of that means. So
it means he's gotten a lot of money on him. It
means if you bet 100, you win 2,500.
No, I don't understand odds.
All right, Christian Kirk, next guy.
Together.
90th player taken overall. Finishes wide receiver 38. So Christian Kirk. Ugh.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald was wide receiver 35, and he was drafted right around 107.
Poor Larry
Fitzgerald, just there, and he says he's going to play one more year. So,
I wish he'd play with a team that could win the Super Bowl, though, because he's a guy
he had his shot. He had his shot.
He blew it.
Yeah, but Troy Polamalu and him shared the cover of Madden, and that's why he lost. I think that happened afterwards, but
yeah,
doesn't matter. Good.
It did happen after
Paul Molly's fault.
He blew it.
The Madden curse did Antonio Brown.
That's why I just left Patrick Mahomes alone this year. I'm like, ah, go ahead, bud. You're good.
Have you seen that? Well, no, the two covers together, and it's like the Madden curse hit Antonio Brown so hard it skipped a year.
Yeah, dude.
No, here's what's going on. Drake is a Niners fan. And Mahomes is on the Madden cover. I don't know which curse is worse.
What do you mean Drake's a Niners fan?
Yeah, that's he trash. Had the jacket on.
He jumps teams.
Yeah, from, I get it.
He's from the Yay area. Yay area.
We the North. Get out of here. I'm a Raptors fan when they got Kawhi, but we'll see what happens now. He's probably a Clippers fan now. Whatever.
That's right. Josh, I'm going to ask you this because me and Eric were talking about before the show. Where did Kyler Murray finish as quarterback for the year?
Eighth.
That is correct. Somebody did some
homework. No, I didn't. For real? He finished eighth?
For real. Yeah.
Seven or eight, depending on where you're at.
He was the 111th player taken. Finishes QB eight. Them legs, man, they're a cheat code in fantasy.
Well, now that I got that right, my job's done. I can just take the rest of the episode off. All right, guys. Good job.
Do you guys see the Arizona offense moving forward next year?
Is Kenyon Drake Miami Kenyon Drake, or is he end of the year Arizona Kenyon Drake? I think it depends on that, because I think is Murray Kenyon is Drake still
going to be there.
I think Murray needs a running game to protect him at this point.
Is Kenyon Drake even going to be there? I don't even know if he's going to be there.
I think they resign him.
So, Arizona's offense going forward, I like it just because of how pass happy they are. And Kyler Murray is running around. I want some more touchdowns. They ran a similar problem as the Niners had. They couldn't get offensive touchdowns. They get in the red zone and they just couldn't score. And that's really what kills their fantasy production.
Yeah, I think fantasy-wise, Murray's the only safe-ish option other than that.
Chase Edmonds?
No.
Gross.
Don't David even. Johnson?
He had that. Remember that game he had? It was like 260 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah, you picked him off of waivers, and then he didn't do anything for you. It was great.
Oh, no. All right, here we go. We're moving on to the Seattle Seahawks. We're taking it to the 12. Speaking of 12, Chris Carson finished as RB12.
Love me some Chris Carson.
My problem with Chris Carson is he did not have surgery on the hip, so he says he'll be ready for training camp, which I hope to goodness he's just ready for the first week of the season. Oof. I'm not sure he's going to be. I worry that the Seahawks are going to make a move at running back because they are a super run-heavy team, and Rashad Penny has a torn ACL. He'll be done for most of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know who's not taking his job? Rashad Penny.
So he was drafted 26 overall. Tyler Lockett was drafted 43rd overall. And Josh, where did he finish?
I believe it was 13th, Brad.
Yep, wide receiver 13.
Yeah.
And your hair's coming in nice.
It is coming in.
I'm glad it's coming.
Don't worry. You'll have those beautiful golden locks back soon enough.
Oh, I can't wait, boys. Can't wait.
You realize that I'm the reason for your last two worst haircuts you've ever had, right?
The bad ones, yeah.
What happened to the other one?
The flat top and the shaved head.
I didn't mind the flat top. I liked the flat top.
Was the flat top also a fantasy football bet?
No, it was just something I was like, if you get a flat top, I'll pay for it. And he did it.
It was a free haircut. But the deal was is that I had to take my my photo that was displayed at work with the flat top. So I did that. Easy deal. Easy money. Free haircut. Totally worth it.
I'll never bet my hair for any reason, for anything.
I could ever. I tried to get Harvin to grow his out and look like Carl Winslow, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh, that'd be so glorious.
Yeah, you gotta be careful betting the hair. I think I'm done with the hair bets. I think it's time to take a break from those.
Eyebrows? I'm too vain. I can't
down
do it.
South a little bit? Eyebrows?
No, I think I'll pass on the eyebrows for sure, 100%. And I'm certainly not gonna look like an alien. Make any more wages. I'm not going to make any more wagers unless there's something for the other person to lose.
That's smart.
Yeah, I know. It was a win-win. Should definitely
do that. Yeah.
I was just so certain. I was, my word was, yeah, it's fine. Anyway.
You could feel it. We were in the garage. It was, here, let me tie it up here. We were in the garage. It was hot. It was summertime. He was sweating. He was like, this hair's too hot anyway.
But it's okay. I'm a man of my word. Cut the freaking hair. And it is what it is. Move on.
Yeah. You are right, though. Russell Josh gets hot and sweaty. He gets irritable and impatient. And he took the bet. He shouldn't have done it.
So true. Right,
Let's get back into the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, again, people waited on him. 88th player overall. Finishes QB3. He does it every year. He has these ebbs and flows with his game. And he's so efficient. But You don't know when you're going to get it. He's throwing the ball 17 times a game, but he's getting touchdowns.
Sure does.
He averaged 20 a game, almost 21 points a game. That's a great year.
It is. Mm-hmm. Can't stand
it. I mean, I will admit that one was – they had a shootout game this year. Who was that with? Was that with the Niners?
Yeah, it was the Niners, right?
Yeah. I wanted to say the Rams, but that was
– So that bumped his numbers up because he had like a 40-some pointer that week. So. All right, Rashad Penny, he was drafted 95 overall, finished as running back 58, and he tore his ACL at the end of the year, so next year I'm not touching Rashad Penny. DK Metcalf, 132 overall, finishes wide receiver 33, though. He came. DK Metcalf also, I believe he led all wide receivers in red zone targets.
Yeah, he did.
I think that's accurate, yes.
That's true.
So he led all wide. So you tell me you got Russell Wilson throwing the ball and you're getting all the red zone targets. I like that.
It's not a bad way to go about your life.
Seahawks offense, though, is a run first offense. We'll see what happens. I really think they're going to address running back. And if one of these Niners running backs gets cut at the end of the year, I could see them going and grab one of these guys, another subpar little guy that they can just feed the rock to, which will hurt Chris Carson's value. I'm not saying he'll be bad next year. I'm just saying his ADP is going to fall down again, and he'll still be a fifth-round pick like he does every year.
And he'll be a good value.
Now let's move over to the L.A. Rams. Todd Gurley, 16th player overall. He finished as RB14, though. Not great, but it's not bad. I mean, it's not the Todd Gurley we know and love. If this was any other running back, we probably would be happy with this. If we were saying this with Devonta Freeman, we'd be happy with it.
Oh, ecstatic.
But because it's Todd Gurley, the name of Todd Gurley, we are expecting way more.
Yeah, he's just not that guy. He's weak sauce now. He's almost 25 years old. I mean, he's too old. Too old to do it. According to Sean McVay, who doesn't know how to use talented running back like Todd Gurley, he's just washed, I guess. I mean, what are you going to do? He's just washed.
Next on the Rams were their three wide receivers. It went Cooks, Woods, Cup, 38, 42, 45. And then we'll go backwards with that to tell you their final ranks. Cooper Kupp finished as wide receiver 4. It did not feel like it. He started off so strong and so hot, and then it just kind of
– He trailed off, yeah.
Very Thielen-esque year for him. Very Thielen-esque.
Yeah. Then Robert Woods was 14. Other than the one game where he was a late scratch for personal reasons, Eric –
Don't bring it up. God.
Other than that week, he was pretty consistent.
He was. He just didn't score a lot of touchdowns.
And then Brandon Cooks, they have to move on from Brandon Cooks. He just doesn't fit the offensive scheme of what they want to do. Jared Goff isn't going deep on the play actions from Todd Gurley because nobody's respecting the run right now with the Rams like they used to.
Yep, it's real sad.
I don't think they can. I think they owe him too much money.
You can move anything in the NFL.
I mean, Brandon Cooks already has been moved a lot, so it's possible.
They're not getting a first-round pick like the other teams that moved him got. But
hey. I bet they'd take a 2 for him.
I don't think they'll get a 2, though.
Oh, really? Because he's got a soft nug.
And the concussion issues he's had in the past is going to be the problem.
Because he's got soft
nug syndrome. Yeah. He's definitely not worth Nick Chubb in a first, though. I know that.
It was a 5-year, $81 million deal. I don't think – and this is only the third year of it. I don't think he can
– Who gave up Nick Chubb in a first? That wasn't me, was it?
The man down there on the bottom.
I did that.
Oh, boy. Nick Chubb and a first? Goodness gracious, sir.
I needed a wide receiver.
Yeah, but you should have got a good one.
No one wanted to do business with me. And at the time, he was a good wide receiver.
That's because your team's stacked. That's why nobody wants to do business with you, sir.
Yeah. Did you win the championship?
I did. I'm not. I never said any of that. I'm not. Why are we bringing this up? Why are we trying to bring old stuff? I don't.
Jared Goff, though, 82nd player overall. Remember, I said Russell Wilson was the 88th player overall. Jared Goff was 6 spots ahead of him in ADP. And he finishes QB 13.
Yep.
Woof. 10 spots behind him.
That's not a great look. Not a great look.
It did happen.
And then the next player drafted by the Rams, I kind of forgot about this. Henderson.
Henderson.
There's a lot of hype. Everybody thought
there was
him
a
and,
lot of hype.
Him and Gurley were going to share the load.
Didn't pay off at all. A lot of hype there. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about the two tight ends there. I didn't put their ADP because it was pretty much non-existent. But Gerald Everett finished his tight end 25, showed a little bit there in the beginning. And then Tyler Higbee finished his tight end 8, who is probably going to be the guy there going forward, especially if they can move on from Brandon Cooks.
We like Tyler Higbee. We like that.
All right.
You like that?
I did like that.
Let's jump on down there and slide on down and stay in LA, and we're going to the Chargers. And we're going to take Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen, 25th player overall. He finished as wide receiver 6. Wide receiver 6, Keenan Allen.
Very good.
Sassy.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon next up. He was drafted 42nd overall. Remember the holdout stuff was going on with him. Missed those beginning weeks. He finished as an RB2. He finished as RB23.
That's not bad.
In PPR. So, I mean, you take the games that he missed. You move some stuff around. Mike Williams was next at 60. Finished his wide receiver 40. But the biggest surprise here was Austin Eckler, who was drafted 62nd player overall. Finished as, in PPR, finished as RB4. RB4. And Melvin Gordon back did not slow him down really at all. There was a couple games, but for the most part, especially when Hunter Henry was out, he was the safety valve. He was running the tight end routes.
Could you imagine Tom Brady throwing him out routes just left and right? Like a better version of James White, right? I love it. Give me all that Eckler stock.
Phillip Rivers is the next one. Never mind. Yeah, Hunter Henry was actually finished his tight end 9 even with all his injuries, but he was drafted 63rd player overall. And Phillip Rivers was 116th. He finished as QB 18. I saw a meme about Phillip Rivers who said he's Jameis Winston's white uncle who throws just as many interceptions.
He's Uncle Rico?
No, he's not that good.
All right, let's talk about the Raiders. Let's talk about Hard Knocks, and let's talk about the Raiders, and let's talk about Antonio Brown, drafted 21st player overall. And he had one really good week for the Patriots, and that was about it, boys.
Yeah, he'll never play football again.
And that was in Antonio Brown, who's he's off house arrest now. Okay, he is off house arrest.
Something is seriously wrong with that man.
He can't even play in the XFL. He's done.
He can go on the Masked Singer again, guys. Leave him alone. All right, then we got Josh Jacobs, who's the 33rd player overall, who finished as running back 21. Probably could have been running back 11 if they just threw him the ball 3 times a game. I don't know.
Right.
He was open.
John Gruden, come into the 21st century. Learn how to use your talented workhorse of a running back. Thanks.
They would throw DeAndre Washington the ball. They would throw Jalen Richard the ball. But for some reason, Josh Jacobs just kept.
You don't need to. Look at what Tennessee does with Derrick Henry. He only got the ball 20 times this year. It's fine. Still an RB1.
What I'm getting at is that you can do that, but if he's wide open in the flat, you still drop it down to him every time.
No, that makes too much sense. Can't do it.
Derek Carr doesn't like it to throw to open receivers. He doesn't like to throw it more than 7 yards either. So
got
to
make it challenging.
The biggest highlight from the Raiders this year, though, was Darren Waller, who was drafted 156, finishes tight end 3. Darren Waller. How you guys feeling about Darren Waller next year? I think I lost you.
Did that come all those drug abuse issues?
There we go. Who had drug abuse issues? Darren Waller.
Yeah, he was suspended by the league multiple times for substance abuse. He has
one time for the Ravens.
Okay. What's he like? The nose candy? Is that his?
It was probably the Mary Jane.
He doesn't even remember playing for the Ravens when he played in games for him.
So what does that tell you?
How messed up he was. Yeah, but he's clean now.
Dropping Molly over there, probably.
And sweating.
Yeah.
Got it.
Woo.
Good for him.
And then Tyrell Williams, I didn't really say, but he was drafted 131, wide receiver 47.
No, we're not worried about it. It's okay.
Who cares?
And I don't want to talk about Derek Carr. All right, Broncos. We got Phil Lindsay, baby. Phil Lindsay. He was the fifth best player overall. Gosh,
let's talk about him.
Oh, yeah, Phil Lindsay and Cortland Sutton. That's about it.
No, you got Emmanuel Sanders. Finished wide receiver 30.
Got traded.
What a bad trade.
Yeah, I know.
No, they got a second-round pick for him. That's great value.
You got Drew Lock, though. Is he the quarterback of the future?
He's going to be the quarterback to start the season next year.
Are they going to draft another one?
Probably. If there's one in the draft that's over 6'8", I'm sure Elway will take a risk.
Justin Herbert.
Isn't Joe Flacco still on the team?
Technically, yeah. It's all bad.
All right.
It's all bad.
Noah Fant, though, ended up getting up to tight end 16. I know it's not great, but he did show a little bit with Drew Lock.
He did.
So that looked good. You already brought the Cortland Sutton, who finishes wide receiver 19. Royce Freeman, it's just so bad. Yeah, I feel so bad for that guy.
Yeah, he was drafted to be the guy, and now he's not even. But the thing with Noah Fant, if I could circle back to that real quick, is there is a couple problems with Noah Fant. One, he can't catch, and two, he can't block. So whenever you have a guy who is
– Hold on. Eric Ebron has the same problems.
Yeah, but Noah Fant is
– And you boys love Eric Ebron.
Noah Fant is anymore. He's more athletic than – so everyone's like, oh, he's so athletic. Look at him. Yeah, that's great, but he has bricks for hands. So you can't do anything with that. It's bad. It's bad. I'm not taking any Noah Fant stock. Unless he really hits the jugs machine this offseason, not buying any Noah Fant stock.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah.
But, all right. Last is the Chiefs. And pretty much, other than Sammy Watkins, they were all right there with their stuff all year. Tyreek Hill, 14th player overall. He finished as wide receiver 37, but let's be honest, he missed a lot of games. The fact that he played half a season and was still right there.
He's a monster. So
and his quarterback was missing games as well.
Yep.
There's a reason they're in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce, he's the tight end number one. I think this is the third year in a row he's tight end one. So.
Surprise.
Did you know he was on a reality TV show called Catching Kelce before he was like a big star in Kansas City? It was like The Bachelor, but just for Travis Kelce.
No, that's not true.
It sounds like something he would be on.
That's not true.
It was on Simmons. It was on the Simmons podcast. I'll look it up. Catching.
Okay. All right. Patrick Mahomes, he finishes quarterback 7, but let's be honest. That was just because of the games that he missed.
Mm-hmm. He is the QB1.
Lamar Jackson's got something to say about that. But yeah.
He is the QB1.
The biggest flop for them was Damian Williams. He got drafted 25th player overall. None of us were really high on him before the season, but was getting up there. He finished as RB38. To put that in perspective, LeSean McCoy on his team was drafted 91st overall. He finished as running back 41.
Gross.
Sammy Watkins, who was wide receiver 1 after week 1, finished as wide receiver 50.
True. Yeah, that's happened. But he played more than 12 games. So
he did.
Google that.
Mecole Hardman, who I think is going to be the guy for the Chiefs after Sammy Watkins is gone, finishes wide receiver 64. And you give me two speed guys on the outside with Travis Kelce in the middle and Mahomes dropping back and just slinging it.
Imagine if they had a running game, too.
That's why I drafted Mecole Hardman in Dynasty because I have Sammy Watkins. I had to hedge my bets. It was a good call.
It was a good call.
All right. So, Eric, I want to ask you a question right now. Let's say Sunday night the Chiefs lose in the playoffs because you got soured on the Super Bowl hangover to lose the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Are you staying away from the Chiefs next draft season? I just want to know. Like, are you going to – you said it. That's a real thing.
Yeah, that was a New Year's resolution, and that's
a lot harder when I say it's the Chiefs.
Sure,
if it's the Niners. Yeah, you're fine. You're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really believe in a ton of them either. I mean, man, it hit the Rams awfully hard. Yeah, I would definitely be more wary of them. I think Mahomes is still. He's whatever.
You're not going to draft Mahomes because you're not taking quarterback that early anyway.
Well,
biggest thing is like Tyreek Hill. Like, if Tyreek Hill's sitting there mid-second round, are you grabbing him?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking him. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to stock up on, like, three or four Chiefs like I did the Rams this year. That's what I'm not doing. If for
some weird reason, let's say you got the back end of the third round, you got that third, last pick of the third round, first pick of the fourth round, Travis Kelce somehow managed to fall there. Would you grab Travis Kelce?
No, I won't take a tight
end. Tight end one the last 3 years? You're not taking him?
No, because there's not that. The
fourth round?
There's not that big of a disparity in scoring between tight end one and tight end five or six. So
there is between tight end one and tight end 11, though.
Sure. But if you can find that market inefficiency, like a Darren Waller or a Mark Andrews next year, like that's what I'm looking for. I'm not trying to waste draft capital.
For all those, there's a TJ Hockenson, an Eric Ebron, a Jack Doyle.
You're 100% right. Tight end is a crapshoot outside of what the top three guys, and I'm not going to waste a high draft pick on one of those guys. So,
what about you, Josh? If the Chiefs lose, is it going to change anything about the way you draft Chiefs?
No. No, I wouldn't. I don't think it's going to matter to me. Not one bit.
If the Niners lose, is it going to change any of your guys' look on George Kittle?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
He'll still get fed.
Yeah. He's the people's tight end.
He is the people's tight end. Just so you know, Josh, catching Kelce, 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb. So, episode 5, Romance at Red Foos. Episode 6, Walk of Shame. No, episode 7, Who Caught Kelce? Aired November 16th, 2016.
That sounds horrible.
Is this like that Joe Schmo show?
It's like The Bachelor, but it's just with Travis Kelce. And then there's a bunch of women vying for his affection.
So, Josh, you probably don't remember this, but Eric, do you remember Average Joe? The one where they lied and said the dude was super rich, but he really had, like, was just a shitty construction
worker? Yes, he didn't. He was a construction worker. He was a good-looking fellow. He was pretty ripped for a construction dude, but...
I remember that show, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Joe Schmo? You guys remember that one? Where everybody was actors except for the one dude on the show who thought he was on a reality show trying to find love?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that. That was during the reality TV boom, and I was hoping it would die eventually, but it didn't, man. It just keeps hanging in there. It's like a friggin' vampire. It's impossible to kill.
So, something I always wanted to do on a reality show was, you remember on Extreme Makeover? Not the Home Edition, the Home Edition, where they plastic surgery people up?
You mean like
The Swan and all
Yeah,
those,
The Swan, like, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Where they plastic surgery, and then like you hadn't seen yourself in like 6 weeks or however long it took you.
Yeah, because you're all wrapped up like a mummy.
Yeah, and then they like showed a mirror to you. Like, I just wanted the mirror to break because I thought it would be perfect.
Like, hey, we fixed you, but we really couldn't fix you that much.
Yeah, and this mirror breaks. Like,
my eyes. But, I'm hideous.
All right. So, other than the Chiefs, which offense is going to next year is going to provide the most offensive players in fantasy, like the best? Is the Rams? Is it going to be the Chargers? The Raiders down in Vegas?
I like Seattle and I like the Texans.
Those are both very good picks.
I think those are safe bets.
If Hunter Henry and Melvin Gordon come back to the Chargers, they're the guy. I mean, that's going to be the team. I think.
Personally. Depends on who their quarterback is.
I don't care.
For the running game, I don't mind so much who the quarterback is. But in terms of Hunter Henry and Keenan Allen, it matters. So
Keenan Allen runs 5-yard out routes. Even Joe Flacco can throw those.
Eli Manning couldn't throw them with his noodle arm at the end of the year. So calm down.
Yes.
That's because he had no line.
And I think bad picks for offense are the Panthers and
the Redskins.
How sour are you on the Rams? How sour are you on the Rams?
They'll come back.
I'm pretty soured on them, unfortunately. I will definitely look at other options because Goff is still their quarterback, and I don't think he's good. I just don't
Cooper
think.
Cooper Kupp finishes wide receiver 4. Is he a second round pick next year?
Not for me, but probably for a lot of people, yes.
No, don't do that.
I wouldn't do
saying.
It.
Don't do
is
it.
I can't remember where I got him in a lot of leagues. I think it was probably the fourth or fifth, later than that. Yeah. I wouldn't draft him in the second round.
Okay.
Because Goff is still his quarterback, and Goff's not good. Makes me sad.
Goff, no good.
I'm trying to think of another regression team for, like, in terms of offense.
What about this? Because for, like, the third year in a row, Russell Wilson gets rookies drafted on. Is Joe Burrow going to be drafted before Russell Wilson in ADP?
Probably.
No. You know, I think the Ravens are going to regress. That's who I think is going to regress. The Ravens are going to regress quite a bit.
Ooh, that's a good call. I like that.
I was just trying to go for the West, but okay, you guys can say that.
Yeah, a lot of big tape, a lot of tape on him now. So.
We haven't got to the North yet. That's a tease.
Sorry. I bet Burrows does get drafted over Wilson just because of all the hype around him. No. And now that Carson and Penny are both hurt, they're gonna be like, "Oh, Wilson doesn't have a running game to protect him anymore." So that they'll say dumb crap like that and try to justify it. But Carson will be fine.
All right, I got to get off here. So, Josh, do your thing.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh, that's Brad, and that's Eric. You can find us at Empty Wagon FF. We're going to be at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Empty Wagon FF. Eric is at Guns of L19. Brad is at Tack Jones. And I'm at FF Josh Hughes. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Have fun and go hit up our great partners, FSA-FR.com.
Bye.
We're going straight to the Wild Wild West.
That's true.
And hopefully I don't talk to you guys by myself for an hour and a half after the show's over.
All right.